Arrival into Madrid, taking the bus to Pamplona. In this session, we will cover everything you need to know to make your way from the airplane, once it lands in Madrid, all the way to Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port. We will look at what happens at the airport, how to make your way from your arrival gate to the bus station and find your bus, and what to do when you arrive in Pamplona, whether you are taking another bus or a taxi to Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port. If you will overnight in Madrid before you travel to Pamplona, or if you will overnight in Pamplona before going on to Saint-Jean, I have some ideas for you at the end of this session for how to spend your time in these two beautiful cities. I want to also mention that I have a number of savvy traveler tips for you in this session. Now, if you are a seasoned traveler, you'll already know most of these. But if not, I hope you find some good information for traveling between Madrid and Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port. Welcome to Madrid. Your first stop once you get off the airplane in Madrid will be immigration and passport control. How long this stop takes depends on two factors: how many officers are working and how many flights are being processed at the time you are there. The process itself is pretty quick. Once you get to the front of the line, you just want to hope the line is short and it moves quickly. You will need to have your passport ready, but there are no other paperwork or preparations required. The immigration officer may ask you a few questions, like, why are you in Spain? Where are you staying? What will you be doing? And how long will you be here? If you say you are in Spain to walk the Camino de Santiago, the officer will know what you're doing, and that could speed up the process. The officer will scan your passport into their computer, which will record your entry details and start the clock on your 90 days in the Schengen area. And then you will receive a stamp in your passport. When the officer hands back your passport, all you need to do is smile and say gracias, buen día, and move on to the next step. That next step will be to make your way to baggage claim. If you checked a bag, you will, of course, stop there and locate your bag. If you didn't check a bag, you can walk right on through. To exit baggage claim, you will walk through the customs area. For most people, this will be a non-event, meaning you won't be asked to step aside so an officer can search your luggage. You may be asked to put your luggage through an X-ray machine. Everything goes through: luggage, carry-on, purses, backpacks, everything. Most airport employees will speak English, and you will find a tourist information desk with an English speaker once you leave the baggage claim area. In case you need it, there are restrooms before passport control, in baggage claim, and in the main part of the terminal. Also, Wi-Fi is available at all airport terminals. Once you pass through customs, you are free to proceed to your next step, which will likely be finding your way to the flight, bus, or train to take you to Pamplona. Or you may be ready to find your way into the center of Madrid if you plan to stay a night or two in the city before transiting onto Pamplona. There is more information about overnighting in Madrid at the end of this session. If you will be taking the bus from Madrid to Pamplona, your bus will be leaving directly from the airport, from the station at Terminal 4. If your flight arrives into Terminal 4, you are only a 5 to 10 minute walk away from the bus station, which is located outside next to the parking garage. Simply follow the signs after you exit the customs area and you will easily find the station. Note that there are no food services at the bus station or on the bus, so you may want to make a stop before you leave the airport terminal. You will find food choices outside of baggage claim and also on the departures floor of the terminal. In case you are traveling from the U.S. and are new to Europe, I wanted to mention one of the first cultural norms you will encounter.